BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We wanted to report this because this affects us all. And it's weird because there was a student that was at high school just yesterday or two days ago that was arrested for bringing a loaded gun to school. 17-year-old boy busted when the school resource officer found that he had a loaded 40 caliber Glock in his backpack.
He said he wanted to protect himself.
Now, the teen told cops that he purchased the gun from one of his friends also, which was for protection. And it scares us because we're in a position where guns are coming into schools and we are trying to catch them. We're worried about guns being in school. Guns and schools, pretty much by definition, even by license holders, don't mix.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't take a gun onto a school ground if you are a legal, trained gun owner. So it scares me when we have a new bill that has been passed in the state of Florida that now allows classroom teachers to have guns. Because ultimately, we put more guns in the schools, which is dangerous.
Which is where the kids are.
Which is where the kids are. Which, honestly, is where we just had an officer. There was a school resource officer.
Yes.
Which means he is a police officer
who's
trained with his own firearm.
Mm-hmm.
His firearm went off couple feet away from the children, and it was there in the lunch cafeteria.
Yeah, the cafeteria.
Yeah, it was.
So if this man trained for a gun, and we're going to let Miss Shirley in science department have one, I don't think I feel comfortable.
It was still in the holster. He was leaning against the wall, and it fired.
Like, he ain't even wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So this bill passed 65-47. It's now on Governor DeSantis' desk, and it's expected for him to sign. As a parent, do you think, like, on the flip side, do you think this could thwart, like, a school shooting? Somebody coming up and, you know, like what happened in Parkland? Or
As a DJ, I'm going to skip that answer and just answer like you said. As a parent, I don't like it. I don't think it's going to help. Because in my mind, and I might be naive, but I'm like most parents, I'm not proficient in gun clapping and all that other stuff and art of war or whatever you want to say. But I do know that keeping guns out of the school makes me more comfortable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also, the people who come into schools to do damage usually have high magazine guns. Like, they've seen those big, like, you know, machine gun type guns. So giving Miss Shirley in the science department a little pea shooter or whatever she going to carry, because they're going to let you carry what you're comfortable carrying. So these ladies ain't going to be carrying ARs. They're not going to have an AR locked up in the science department.
Right.
So whatever it is not going to match whatever somebody out there who has a heinous plan just trying to do. I just think it's messy to – we got teachers sleeping with kids making that bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
We got teachers giving kids access to their stuff because they done fallen in love with a 16-year-old. So what keep the teacher from giving them the key gun key?
What
about them teachers who checked in a couple weeks ago who said they have a drink every now and then, go out for lunch, have a drink, have a liquid lunch?
Right.
Now they got the gun key and they coming back drunk. I don't know if I necessarily want the first line of defense to be teachers.
And I kind of see it as the opposite, because I think about what happened in the Parkland shooting, and it was well reported that it took, like, the police officers a while to get in. And basically the kids were in there sitting ducks. So if somebody – and nobody's going to know which teacher, you know, signed up for this program, where the gun is. It's not going
to – You know everybody going to know.
I don't think they will.
I think they will. I think there ain't no space in the school. As you went through high school and as I went through high school, there was kids who knew where you could hunch, smoke, get at. The kids knew the school better than
hide.
Be able to get in and out of school, to ditch school. Like, we knew the school. And I think kids know the school better than a lot of the parents and administrators know the school.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's guns on campus, they know where them guns are. Even if you sleeping with Miss Lavelli or whatever, and she done told you where her gun is because she pillow talking.
But
I'm just saying, there's in there. It's a danger to have more firearms present.
But if you're a bad guy who's trying to do harm to as many people as possible, wouldn't you choose a location that you know has absolutely no guns?
You want a soft target.
Right.
You want a soft target.
As opposed to somewhere where you don't know necessarily where it could be coming from.
Yeah. Or if you're going to shoot up a place because you're crazy, maybe crazy, this just totally blocks out all of that. Like, you want to pick a soft target, but you're crazy. And you're like, I still want to shoot up my school because I think I'm better than them.
It's also
I'm crazy. I'm not thinking lucid.
It's a lot of responsibility to give somebody that's already underpaid as well.
Oh, yeah, because now you got to be gun clapping and they not giving you no money for that.
Right.
Or maybe they give you a couple hundred dollars, but it ain't worth battle. I still say, even with a gun that can't get in the kids' hands, I'd be hard-pressed to think of any of my teachers I had in high school who I would – it ain't like a John McClane situation in Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the person who's in the conference room with one gun is like – battle tested and war tested,
right,
and can kill and jump out of windows.
John Wick.
This is still Miss Shirley from the science department.
Well, I mean, it could be a coach. It could be different teachers, the younger teachers. And this would only be for teachers that volunteer. They'd have to go through a training process similar
like the officer went through that shot at the cafeteria.
Right.
I'd like to add,
because he trained a lot more. That's his life training.
Mm-hmm. Even though this bill was passed in Florida, Hillsborough County Public Schools issued a statement saying Tampa schools will not be doing this.
Participating.
They will not participate in this.
They sent out an alert yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, right after the officer shot his gun off in the cafeteria.
Right.
Yeah, in the state of Florida.
Exactly.
We don't have an answer for that, so we're not going to participate in that.
Exactly.
We got texts and calls. 888-429-0941. Mary is on the phone. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. You agree with this or not?
I don't agree.
You don't agree that guns should be in the schools with the teachers, or you don't agree with what we were saying?
Don't agree that guns should be in the school with the teachers.
Okay. All right. So it doesn't make you feel like they're more secure?
No, because the teachers, what about when they fight the student? I've seen videos, teachers fighting a student. They may decide, I'm getting beat up, I'm just going to shoot the child.
Oh, Lord.
Or
no, we're not going to shoot the child.
If mental health issues are real, what if it's a teacher with a mental health disease and they don't say that and they not functioning properly? They don't need a gun in school.
So you're saying that the same way they're imbalanced on one side, their teachers are people out there who have an imbalance or can snap. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or like that. Okay. That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, and we're just asking you don't have to be a law expert. Just what do you feel in good? What's your gut reaction as a parent? Tony, what are you thinking?
My son is in school, man, and I'm actually one of those people that used to believe it was okay for teachers to have guns in school. But honestly, with the teacher that he's got this year, like, I wouldn't want her to have a gun. I don't think she would be mentally stable enough to have a gun. And unless you have something on paper that says you're not mentally stable, they're going to give you a gun. They're going to give you a license, you know. And
Tony, let me ask, what's wrong with his teacher? Now we got to be nosy. Why you don't think she deserves a gun?
She's getting ready to retire. It seems like there's just a lack of care. Like, I don't. Like, I'm moving him out of the school that he's in because of all this situation, but it just, the teacher seems like she doesn't care anymore. She's getting ready to retire, and it just, that's the last person that should have a gun, you know? Like, she's a second grade teacher that seems to get stressed out real easy. What happens when one of those second grade teachers that gets stressed out real easy decides, oh, you know, I got terrible things going on in my life. Why not just take out all these kids and myself too, you know? And then you got 20 kids down. And everybody's pointing fingers at the NRA saying, oh, guns should be illegal. Like, it's another step for them to try to make guns illegal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, no, I got you. I appreciate it, bro. Not no sides, just you're a parent and your child is in a school. Do you want the guns in there with the kids? Because no matter what happens, it puts more firearms in that closed space where your children are. Now, if you trust the people who are trained, then that's a protection. If somebody can snap or have some emotional kind of episode and the guns have access, now that's a factor. So how do you feel as a parent with your seed in there with the firearms? Let's see. Dollar is on the line. Dollar, what's up?
Guan freak.
What the Guan, brother?
First of all, let me tell y'all something. If any teacher wanted to walk into school and do something crazy, there's nothing stopping them right now from doing that. So this bill, this law, isn't going to encourage or promote teachers from doing anything that they can't already do. But I want to tell you from the standpoint of – hello?
Yeah, man. We here, bro. Go away.
Oh, no, I'm saying. But I want to tell you from the standpoint of – y'all know I was 10 years in the classroom. But yeah. I've been in school lockdowns where there's been gun on campus. And I remember specifically one day – when they came and they bammed on my door, I couldn't see who was outside. And my first thought was, man, if that's Mr. Crazy Dude, there's nothing protecting me. And I just got to be, I got to be a pretty much protect these 23 kids. So what do I do? And I just felt like it was unfair, someone of sound mind and body, that I was not allowed to equip myself to be able to protect myself. Because in a lot of these school shooting situations, teachers have found themselves in the hallway with just him or her and the crazed gunman with no protection. So,
Dollar, let me ask you this, though. If you're in there with your 23 kids, you're behind the door, they're bamming on the door, you don't have something. Now tell me, with that aggressor on the other side of the door, how do you feel with the teacher who isn't of able mind and body, like you said when you were referring to yourself, and they're in the hall across from you, and the bad guy's bamming on your door, and they're armed? Do you feel more safe, or do you feel like, now my trust, because that's what I learned with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, is the person on your six has got to be the person you trust enough to not turn around and handle what they handle and let them handle their business. You keep on your front so you handle yours. So if you are so locked down with those kids over there and this person isn't apt to, like, take care of their shooting, they could end up lighting up your whole classroom.
That is true, and I'm not disregarding that. And when I had this argument before in the classroom, that's what somebody else said. And I said, our whole nation is based on trust to some degree. We trust our kids, and I'm a dad now. We trust our kids with these teachers every day, no matter what. And let's hope that there'll be a screening process and we can weed out the crazies, and law enforcement will be involved in the screening process so that not just anybody. But when you in that moment, Orlando, like I was, when they knocked on my door and I looked back at my students and I was like, oh, my God, this is it for me. Luckily, it was a cop checking the room. But in that moment, I was like, dude, I can't protect myself. It's over.
Yeah.
But I got to protect these babies. So all I'm saying is we got to think, if a crazy teacher want to do something right now, ain't nothing stopping.
Yeah, they can walk in and do it anyway. That's a great point.
Literally right now and just make it happen. There's nothing you can do about it. But when, like Dobby said, shout out Dobby, when he said the time lapse between when the cops get involved, how many people have lost their child by that time?
Yeah.
And one more thing, I don't know if you noticed, Orlando, but law enforcement, they can't bring the big boy guns inside the school. They got to go back out to their car to get it.
Well, that's what I also said. I'm like, if you're going to give her a little 38, you better give her an AR so at least Miss Shirley and you can be, like, in the hallway busting back at them, you know, diehard style.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Like, give
hey,
them something.
Y'all, man.
Hey,
God. Man.
Hey, man, we miss you too, Dollar. Appreciate it.
Hey, let's see.
We got a student on the line. Bree, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How do you feel about this knowing that guns can be in there by people trained and who volunteered to carry them?
So I can see both sides of it. Like I said in my text, I can see the pros and the cons. So pros being it takes about 4 minutes for the shooter to get in there and get his victims. And I, as a student going on lockdown, I would feel a lot safer if some of my teachers were armed. Some of them, it's an iffy, but they say, I forgot what shooting it was, but the resource officer hid during the shooting. And
yeah, that was part of it.
Parkland, yeah. If a lot of my teachers did have guns, they already say they're going to fight and protect the shooter, but they're putting their life on the line. I feel like if they had a little more protection as a student, I would feel a lot safer.
Giving them an option.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I also see the con, though, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen, like, Shameless.
I have, yeah.
But Carl, which is a student at a high school, was selling guns at school, and he ended up selling it to the teacher, and, like, a noise went off, and all the teachers pulled out their guns. So I feel like some teachers will take advantage of that, and they could possibly threaten a student. But like the last caller said, if they wanted to do something, they would. They don't have to have a license. If they just went crazy, they would go in there and do it.
Yeah, I just always have been told that people don't usually have a sign or an arrow over their head when they go crazy. If they did, we would all be lucky because we would be able to get out of the harm's way. But I appreciate you hitting us up, Bree. That's a great point from inside the student's world. It's not something that we take lightly. And we talk about these conversations when the topic comes up. And now that it's close to fruition, you know. You have to address it and say, hey, man, be aware. Maybe this you start some talking to your teachers. Maybe this is a better way to decide what school your kids go to.
Yeah, 100%.
Because now you interview, instead of them interviewing you, you interviewing them. Like, how crazy are you going to put my kids in there?
We got texts from parents saying that if their kids' school implemented this, they would pull them out and homeschool them.
Right, immediately.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody in my family want to get down with homeschool now because it's just, you know, they're like, this is too crazy.
And before you looked at homeschool like, oh, those are the awkward kids.
I still look
now.
At homeschool as awkward. You're just like not socially ready.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have other things to balance stuff out. It's like I just feel like you miss out on a lot, especially on ours because my kid go to a Christian school. I'm like, they need to get that too, you know, because I work a lot. I can't do that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know, so, I mean...
The moral part.
Yeah, I can't be morally over. I mean, what I'm going to teach you about God?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.